Welcome to the Language Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 Months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and as promised in the previous episode, I wanted to return to the theme of artificial intelligence and how it's going to be intertwining with the future of language learning. And since I covered a lot of the cons and my skepticism last time, today I'm going to do the flip side and share some optimism and some major pros, specifically with having AI-based language teachers. Now, you've heard me talk about having language teachers many, many times in these episodes, how it's a core aspect of my language learning philosophy. But I do have to confess something, because even though I can't necessarily say my personal finances are in the best place after living in the States and going through lots of problems there, but because Fluent in 3 Months is doing well, that means I can write off as a business expense getting language lessons, which is not something a lot of people can do. And this means that my budget for paying for private teachers is not something that's necessarily as realistic as it would be for other people. This means that I've probably got one of the highest number of language lessons on italki, something like 900 lessons over the last decade or so. When you think about intensive language learning and potentially talking to a teacher every single day, it's simply not affordable for people who aren't in a situation like myself that they can write it off as a business expense, or people who just have a lot of money and can afford to pay for it from their personal expenses. So this is definitely an issue because I really do recommend people get as much spoken practice as possible. And this is why I am going to recommend this new wave of AI when it comes to practicing with a spoken partner that is presented to you artificially. So there's lots of reasons you should do this. And of course, you combine this with some occasional practice with a real human. But there's lots of things that would make this beneficial, because a lot of people would reply to me saying they can't get very regular lessons, like multiple times a week or even daily, because it's simply not affordable. And the tool that I'm going to highly recommend you check out today, if you go to languagehacking.com/AI, you're going to come across a fantastic tool that I partnered with and that they've actually trained the teacher on my voice, so you can get taught several different languages and have conversations in several different languages effectively with me. And from testing it out, from my perspective, it was very strange because it was like talking to myself. But from your perspective, if you've enjoyed this podcast, you can effectively have me as your language teacher. The difference, of course, is instead of paying the likes of $30 an hour like you would with a regular language teacher, it's actually a bit less than that per month. So you pay a monthly fee and you have an unlimited access to your teacher. And this makes it a lot more realistic to have daily lessons and that you can practice as much spoken consistency as you need to make progress with your language. So that's the number one thing that AI language teachers is going to bring to the table here is affordability. Because I know this is a big issue with people that they would potentially only have lessons with a spoken teacher once a week, once a month, or even less frequently, because it can get a little expensive. So it solves that problem. Another problem that you might have is when you're trying to get into those conversations with a teacher, you may be put off it a lot if you're the kind of person who suffers from anxiety. It can be a very anxiety-inducing moment as you're leading up to speaking with a teacher. And in part, this is part of the experience, and I mentioned this last week, you kind of do need that, and it's why you're never going to replace AI entirely. It's more an augmentation. You do want to have those eventual real conversations, because that anxiety is just part of the real world. But on the other hand, I know a lot of people have not really moved forward with learning the language because the anxiety has held them back. They've never got into that consistency because whenever they've had lessons scheduled with a teacher, they lead up to that and they feel like canceling, or it's just a completely negative experience. And before they get momentum with the language, they kind of quit it early. So having an AI teacher, because it's not a real person, you don't have that sense of anxiety and that sense that you're frustrating another person. So it's another one of these main advantages. Another advantage is that if you're potentially going to get a conversation partner, you can make it more affordable if you get a non-teacher and just a regular person to talk with. And I have recommended that to people as a way to save money. But the catch is, if you try to ask that person for an explanation of why something works the way it is, a non-language teacher is not going to be able to explain that to you very well. Like, if as a native English teacher, before I got into the logistics of teaching English, if someone had asked me what's the difference between I ate and I have eaten, I wouldn't have the foggiest clue how to explain that. One just sounds right and the other doesn't. And you run into very similar situations like this if you're having conversations with native speakers who don't have any experience teaching. So another thing that the AI does is the system that I'm mentioning, that again is at languagehacking.com/AI. This integrates a lot of language learning libraries into the conversation. So you can ask it, why did you say it that way? Or why is this incorrect? And it'll actually explain it to you. Now, of course, a real language teacher will be able to do this too. But that's why I say the advantage ties in with potentially replacing parts of your practice that would have been with non-language teachers who would not be able to do this. Of course, another example of a huge advantage is availability. I have found teachers that I absolutely love on the likes of iTalki or Preply, but because they're so good and they're so popular, they have very limited availability. And this ultimately means that it's very tricky with my time zone, or if I decided at the last minute I could really do with a booster lesson tomorrow and I look them up, they're booked out for the whole next week. So when you have an AI teacher, you decide when you're going to practice. It can be at the very last minute. You're not working around somebody else's availability. So these are just several different examples, but if you go to the AI tool that I've mentioned, you'll see a big list of all the other reasons why it would be effective to test it out. But again, I'm not saying this as a replacement, complete replacement of language teachers. I think it definitely is going to be very important to still have that consistent human-based practices for the reasons I mentioned in the previous podcast. But for a lot of people where it's not affordable, it's not convenient, it's very anxiety-inducing to have consistent lessons with a human teacher, I think the future is AI teachers. It's going to be able to fill in these gaps, so you're getting very consistent spoken practice. And that consistency is going to tie in with your real human spoken practice to ultimately skyrocket how far you're going to be able to go with your language skills. So I really recommend you practice with an AI teacher as consistently as you possibly can. And again, if you use the system I'm recommending, you could practice with me effectively, because we've trained it for all the languages that I am confident in. You can practice it with this AI teacher. Now, it is early days, so there are still little tweaks in the system I'm sure they're going to be making. And in general, based on the experimentations that I've been doing, I'd say the most ideal window for people who want to practice this would be upper beginner to intermediate. Because if you're an absolute beginner, I think the idea of getting into this level of conversation without a very experienced teacher is definitely going to be frustrating and it's going to have a lot of drawbacks. And then if you're a very advanced speaker, the conversation isn't necessarily going to be as interesting or as engaging, but there's this ideal window of upper beginner to intermediate where you're getting that level of consistent practice. It has been configured that it's going to bounce the questions back to you and it's going to try its best to be interesting. And because it's one of the earlier models, it's just going to get better and better with time. So all the little problems that might crop up, you're going to see those disappear very, very quickly. So I'm a huge fan of this system. It's why I'm going to be sharing it as what I think is going to be my most recommended tool for people to get the most consistent practice, even though I'm obviously still going to tell people to go to a place like italki or preply to get the eventual actual main language practice with a human. But for people who have to worry about affordability and anxiety and then the availability of that teacher, I think all those problems do get solved if you're more consistently, like 90% of the time, getting your practice in these initial stages before you reach advanced level with an AI teacher. It truly is the future. Once you've tested it out, then you would start to lose a lot of the skepticism. Because as you guys heard, I'm a very skeptical person. I have a lot of things to say about AI that I'm not a fan of. And I'm going to be returning to this topic many, many times in future episodes. But I really wanted to share my thoughts that there is a huge window of opportunity that AI is going to open it up to be an extremely beneficial thing for language learners. Now, this has lots of things to consider, like how is this going to impact teachers' availability for working and such. But as with any advances in technology and things like that, the market adapts to it, and we have to appreciate that some people simply can't afford very consistent practice with a human teacher. So the AI can fill that gap. So I really recommend you check out this tool, languagehacking.com/AI, and you'll see my face there associated with it, and you can go practice with me, test it out, and let me know your thoughts. What do you think about it? Could this potentially be something that could help you for the price that you would generally pay for 1 or 2 hours with a teacher? You'll get completely unlimited access over an entire month to test this system out. So I think it can really help you guys out. So I'll come back to this topic many times in future, but I did want to share my optimism and talking about this really positive thing that can help so many language learners. So I can't wait to hear how it helps you guys. So thanks again for listening. And again, that's languagehacking.com/AI to find the system where you're going to talk with me and my voice as your language teacher for multiple different languages. So enjoy it. Let me know how it goes. Until the next time, happy language learning.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening, and happy language learning.